Sometimes you don't get what you pay for. We'll explore something that I find very interesting about 2025 in the National Football League. Hope you do too in this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Can I acknowledge a couple of sponsors since they pay for the podcast so you don't have to? They not only support the podcast, but they support my golf tournaments. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 813-902-3576 or visit them online at brandonlegalgroup.com. You can request a free consult either via phone or online. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. One example that they have asked me to emphasize for the last 2 years now. Permanent alimony is not law in the state of Florida and hasn't been since July 1st of 2023. If you are an adult male and a Florida resident and you continue to pay permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group can help you reduce or eliminate those permanent alimony payments. That's just one of the services that they provide. If you have a legal need, why don't you reach out to them to see if what they do can help you? 813-902-3576, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes, annual host of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, and we will be back there in the fall once again. I thank Jesse Pratt, the general manager of Plantation Palms Golf Club, for everything he has done for me in the past across multiple properties he has managed, making calls to other properties he hasn't managed, and what he continues to do for me, my players, and my friends. Jesse recently resurfaced the tee boxes on the par 3 7th and the par 3 17th. I posted photos of them on my social media for you to look at. He cares about every aspect of the property, not just the championship golf course, but the range, the mini golf, Mulligan's Pub, private events, every employee fits what Jesse wants in terms of customer service. And I'll just offer this text I received from a longtime friend of mine a couple of days ago who lives in Trinity, so west of Land O'Lakes. And my friend does not play golf. And I've known him forever. And I've never seen him swing a golf club. And I'm not motivated to put a golf club in his hand. I may have played mini golf with him once. He said, his wife and I usually go to Mulligan's at Plantation Palms about once a month. We like the food, the view, the service, etc. So there is a testimonial from one of the best people I've known in my life, who's not even a golfer, who just lives in the area and likes going there for the Mulligan's Pub food and beverage restaurant experience. I've done a number of trivia nights, not hosted them, don't get that idea, just as a participant in 2024 that they had in the private dining room. And they have since, I believe, resumed doing those, but in Mulligan's. Visit PlantationPalms.net for tea times, reservations for dining. Remember, they have an upgraded mini golf that continues to get better and better. I can't speak enough about the sound system on the mini golf, which you can even hear while you hit golf balls on the driving range, which has lights. A lot going on at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Check it out. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a specific golf question, I welcome it at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I recently took a quick read, and the lead-in to this section of, it's not a blog, it's a long email with a lot of NFL opinions and information. It's something I'm fortunate to receive from someone who has worked in the NFL for a long time. And it just says, so here are the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks in terms of contract value per year. I'm going to read off the 10 names. And as I read them off, I want you to tell me or think about, what's the common denominator here other than they are the 10 highest paid in terms of contract value per year as of right now? And we're recording this on June 24th, 2025. So we're going into the season, and until we get some quarterback getting a big new contract, these are the top 10. I'll go 10 up to 1. Number 10, Lamar Jackson, $52 million. This is contract value per year. Justin Herbert, Chargers, $52.5 million at number 9. Brock Purdy and his new deal, number 8, $53 million contract value per year. 7, Jared Goff, $53 million. Number 6, Tua Tagovailoa, $53.1 million. Number 5, Jordan Love, $55 million. Number 4, Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Number 3, Joe Burrow, $55 million. Number 2, Josh Allen, $55 million. Number 1, Dakota Prescott, Dallas Cowboys, $60 million. All right, so I ran down that list. We'll do it again, 10 to 1. We're looking for a common denominator here. What do, other than being the 10 highest paid in terms of contract value per year, what do these 10 quarterbacks have in common other than being the 10 highest paid? Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott. What do the 10 have in common? Sadly, 0 Super Bowl rings. None of them. Not a championship here in the top 10 at the most important position in the NFL. Mahomes isn't on the list. Hurts is 11 at $51 million. Most recent quarterback other than that, well, Stafford is the most recent quarterback not on this list other than Mahomes and Hurts to win a Super Bowl. Stafford was nearly traded to probably the New York Giants before he and his family did some things to convince McVay that things would be different with him going forward. And then previous to that, Tom Brady retired. Do we have a more recent quarterback? Yeah, I guess after that, I mean, you got to go back to 52, and that was Nick Foles. And we're not talking about him anymore. Brady won 51. Peyton Manning won 50. Brady won 59. Russell Wilson 48. And Russell Wilson's not on this list, although he's still playing. So again, the top 10 have no Super Bowls. None have won a Super Bowl. Not Lamar Jackson, not Justin Herbert, not Brock Purdy, not Jared Goff, not Tua, not Jordan, not Trevor, not Burrow, not Allen, not Prescott. All right, let's go deeper. Purdy has lost a Super Bowl. Goff has lost a Super Bowl. Burrow has lost a Super Bowl. So only 3 of the top 10 have even taken their teams to Super Bowls. And the caveat there is that Goff due in part to his poor performance in Super Bowl 53 motivated Sean McVay to move on from him, send him with draft picks to Detroit to get someone else. Let's acknowledge there's a degree of Tom Brady did this regularly. Take less for the good of the team. Mahomes, while highly compensated, takes less in contract value per year for the good of the Chiefs. Jalen Hurts is just outside the top 10, likely for the same reasons that it allows the Eagles enough or more money. And I know it's not much. Hurts is at number 11, $1 million less than Lamar Jackson. And heck, he's only $4 million less than Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Trevor Lawrence, and Jordan Love. But he's still outside the top 10. He's not the highest paid as we speak. He's not on this list. Baker Mayfield, who will likely be up for a new deal after 2025. And if you're a Bucs fan, you're saying, well, wait a minute, we already took care of this. Yes and no. Baker signed a three-year deal worth roughly $100 million. Very similar, as I told you this time last year, if things played out right for Sam Darnold, although Sam was allowed to move on by the Vikings, maybe because of how the season ended, but he got roughly the same deal in Seattle as a free agent, where he may or may not be fighting for his job already. Baker's three-year, $100 million deal was only guaranteed for the first 2 years at $30 million each, below market value for non-rookie quarterbacks or quarterbacks on their rookie deal. It was a significant bump from what Baker took to come to Tampa Bay, but he still took less. And remember, that was at a time where the Bucs had to figure out a way to keep Baker. Mike Evans wanted to re-up Winfield, had to do something for Levante David, and looking at the big picture with Tristan Wirfs. They got it all done. But Baker's not going to go into the last year of a three-year deal at the end of this season with no guaranteed money. Not going to happen. So he's playing for his next contract again. All right, back to the top 10. So none of the top 10 in terms of contract value per year of NFL quarterbacks right now have won a Super Bowl. Only three have even made a Super Bowl, and they've lost. I'd argue Burrow's performance was okay. Purdy's was average. There were a lot of third downs he didn't convert that led to field goal attempts with a shaky kicker that ultimately led to overtime and a loss. And Jared Goff was traded because he was bad in Super Bowl 53. Can we also argue that some guys on this list, we've probably already seen them at their best? Or another way to look at it, why are they so highly paid if we're not sure they're going to get better? Maybe we've seen them at their best and they're not going to get better. You change who's around them, you change the coaches, you change the culture. A lot of that coming out of South Florida these days. What are you paying for? So I'd argue we've seen the best of Dak Prescott. You know how I feel about the Cowboys. I don't think they have a chance with Dak Prescott. We've seen him at his best. He's not good in big games, averaging less than 7 points on offense in the first halves of his 5 playoff losses, just like Lamar Jackson averages less than 7 points on offense in the first half of his 5 playoff losses. Nice bookends at 1-10. Josh Allen, I get that. I do. I think Josh Allen deserves to be on this list. Is a big part of why they got the new stadium built in Buffalo. And I think the Bills are wasting him with a defensive head coach who doesn't care about his players. Joe Burrow, Bengals had to do it. I think at some point Burrow will be playing somewhere else and have a better chance to win a Super Bowl, probably in the next few years. Trevor Lawrence, I think, was a horrible deal for the Jaguars. Same with Tua in Miami. Jared Goff has done a lot for the Lions. As a guy cast off from the Rams, he performed very well for the Lions. How will he do without Ben Johnson? I'm guessing not as well. And he just lost his center. One of the 3 best in the NFL. Justin Herbert, to me, is a disappointment. And Lamar Jackson on the big stage, just about as bad as Dak Prescott. Can win in the regular season, but if you're not winning postseason games and you're not going to win Super Bowls, what are you paying for? And this just goes back to something I did in one of these podcasts a while ago, where I talked about how every Super Bowl in recent memory involved a team that didn't just throw money at their current guy and say, well, who else are you going to get? I continue to hear this question brought up when you question a highly paid quarterback and why he's highly paid. People would bring it up about Dak. People would bring it up about Trevor Lawrence. People would bring it up about Jordan Love. People would bring it up about Tua. People would bring it up about Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. You're asking the wrong question. The question is, can your guy win you a championship? That's the question. Because you can get someone else. And teams continue to prove this. Super Bowl 55. The Bucs didn't just throw money at Jameis and keep him. They didn't. They went out and got somebody else. And I know it's hard to believe, but no other team was offering Tom Brady a chance to be an opening day starting quarterback. I know, it sounds odd, but it's true. But the Bucs did. They didn't just say, well, we drafted Jameis number one. He's got all these touchdowns. He's got all these yards. We'll work with the interceptions. Let's just stick with what we got. No, they didn't. They were rewarded with a Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 was won by Stafford and the Rams. Why? Because the Rams looked at Jared Goff and said, no, we're not doing this again. We're not going to work so hard to get to the Super Bowl and then not win it. Jared's got to go. Let's get someone else. And they made a QB for QB trade. Those don't happen very often. Won the Rams the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 56. 57 was Mahomes over the Eagles, and let's go back to Jalen Hurts, who was drafted at a time that the Eagles had a starting quarterback they had invested a high draft pick in. But the Eagles are known for drafting next man up, and they did it at the quarterback position too. So they did reach a point where it's like, we have another option. We're not just sticking with the guy we drafted high because we have no other choice. The Eagles had another choice. They created that by drafting Jalen Hurts outside the first round. And it paid off with a trip to Super Bowl 57 and a win in Super Bowl 59. And in Super Bowl 58, even though he is now on this list, remember the Niners lost Super Bowl 54 with Jimmy Garoppolo. Then, probably as to the point where it wasn't as sudden as the Rams evaluating Goff and the loss in Super Bowl 53, but can we agree Garoppolo was pretty bad trying to close out Super Bowl 54 for the Niners as the Chiefs came from behind and won that game in the fourth quarter? So the Niners refuse to be like, well, Jimmy G's our guy. Just throw money at him. Just figure it out. No. They pushed multiple draft picks into Trey Lance. And granted, it was a horrible idea. But they gave themselves yet another option. And by Brock Purdy's first training camp, there were some that already believed he was the best guy in the quarterback room. So they gave themselves another option. I'm not arguing against myself here because Purdy's in the top 10. What I'm talking about is how teams didn't just stick with, well, he's our guy. The Niners didn't just stick with Garoppolo and didn't just take Trey Lance. The Bucs didn't stick with Jameis. The Rams didn't stick with Goff. The Eagles didn't stick with Carson Wentz. Now, no reason to get anybody else. It's Carson Wentz. We win or lose with him. All of these teams that have gone two recent Super Bowls, just look at it. You find evidence of teams that do make changes, that don't just stubbornly say, we'll throw money at it, we'll change everything else, it'll get better. Top 10 quarterbacks in terms of contract value per year have no Super Bowl rings. And while you can justify some, like Josh Allen is, yeah, I'd pay for him. I don't think he's the problem. In many cases, Prescott, Lawrence, Herbert, Jackson, Tua's a sort of a different animal because of his injury history. What are you paying for? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? If it's the most important position on the field, why do the top 10 in terms of contract value per year have no Super Bowl rings to date? What do you think? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Just wanted to share that observation with you as we get closer and closer to the start of training camp for 2025. A lot of teams not getting what they're paying for. A lot of teams lazy about not asking the right question. Don't ask who else you're going to get. ask, what are we paying for? The Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.